Patterns of Presence, Day 12. Matthew 11, verse 27. Jesus said, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." As Jesus sets up some amazing revelation that will shape our soul's experience, he begins by laying down some pretty big building blocks. Everything everywhere is entrusted to him. The Father has committed all of it to Jesus. And I love the way that Jesus just casually drops in this groundbreaking revelation and does so with such personal undertones. There is doctrine wrapped up in the language of devotion. And this one sentence from Jesus is communicated so simply and eloquently, such complex theology and doctrine that even apostles take column space trying to communicate. Jesus is so good at saying in a sentence what theologians, academics, and even pastors take an age to try and articulate. And with this big wow claim from Jesus comes another huge statement from him that this time isn't just about him, but includes us also. It's still big theology though, as he unpacks the mode of the divine, the complexity of the Godhead, and the interactions and inner workings of the one that we call God, and then he directs a statement to us. There is a spin-off from the intellectual, theological and doctrinal as he levels this statement that comes careering towards our souls and lands within us with such might that it shakes our being and causes us to continue to live in the wow. He says, "You have been chosen for a revelation of the Father." And this earth-shattering statement springboards from that initial building block, "All things have been committed to me by my Father." And the formal language is the familiar. He doesn't say all things have been committed to him by God or by the Lord or the Creator or the Sovereign, but specifically by my Father. There is this affectionate phrase found within this formal declaration. And we begin to see the relationship that exists within the Godhead. This is Father and Son. There is affection flowing between them. Jesus says, "No one knows me like my Father. And no one knows a Father like me." You can hear this closeness and affection in his words. There is clearly this love that flows between the Godhead. And here in this statement that is so doctrinal in nature is something truly beautiful. And we can't miss the significance of this dual tone. Doctrine is presented alongside devotion. The formal and foundational are revealed alongside the familiar, because this is how our faith is to be outworked and experienced. The formal foundational doctrine that we hold as unmovable and unshakable is to take its shape and place within our lives in devotion. It's to live in us within the experience of relationship. Our faith is to shape our understanding as we carve out beliefs and doctrines, but they are to be experienced and lived in such a way that it brings us into a connection with the one who is Father. Jesus tells us that he possesses a unique knowledge of the Father. No one knows the Father except him and those to whom he chooses to reveal him to. So, who is chosen for this revelation? But we come back to the big building block again. If you have faith and trust in Jesus, if you have entrusted all things to him, your whole world, your life, your very direction of living, then you have been chosen by him to have a revelation of the Father, to exist not just with a formal, doctrinal, or even theological knowledge about him, but with a familiar, loving, intimate experience of him. Jesus calls out the formal stuff. He calls out big truth. Everything is committed to me. But this big truth is accompanied by the intimate and the affectionate, because the one who created the all things and entrusted all of them to him is Abba, Father. And Jesus says, as everything is under my control and influence, therefore I can and I do choose you to know the Creator and Sovereign as your Abba, Father. To know him doctrinally, to have the big building blocks of faith and know the big truths about who he is and what he does, but also to have a devotional relationship with him. To know intimately and affectionately that undergirding everything that he is and everything that he does is his love. I choose you to know him as your Father and to know his love being directed to your soul. There is a spin-off from the intellectual, theological, doctrinal statements about the order of the world and the mode of the divine, as Jesus levels this really powerful statement that comes careering towards our souls and lands within us with such might that it shakes our being and releases us to live in the way of God. You have been chosen for a revelation of the Father. And because the one who is in control of everything everywhere has chosen this, then nothing and no one can separate you from the love of the Father that is revealed to us in Christ Jesus. Neither death nor life, angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, neither height nor depth or any powers, because all these things have been committed to him. And he has chosen your soul to be the landing pad for the love of the Father, so nothing and no one can stop it. Do you know him as Father? Do you know and live within the affection of his heart? Today, I dare you, pray a really big prayer. Ask him to reveal to you his Father heart. Ask him to bring you into an experience of knowing him and experiencing him as your Father. No one knows the Father except the Son. And Jesus has chosen you to share his knowledge and to step into a life-changing experience of Abba Father and an encounter with the affection that flows within the Godhead. It's time to step into the wow. It's time to meet the Father.
I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation. Yeah, I see it now. I'm laying it down, and I know that I need you. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend, so I run to the Father again and again. for me.